properly fulfilled the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. So we see that the Ran also seems to be going according to the status of the according to the status of the receiver. I saw, on the other hand, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Paskind, that as we said earlier in our shir, since the point of Shalach Manos is to create this relationship, and if the sender is a wealthy person, and the person, and he doesn't send something which is choshev to him, the sender, then you haven't accomplished the purpose of the Shalach Manos, that I show that I'm sending you a gift. But if to me, if the gift that I send you is not something which is important to me, that really doesn't show that it's a gift. Interestingly, there's a Sfasemis. The Sfasemis here in the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis says, one sent sharp food, one Amayra Ramari sent sweet food, and the Gemara says, Ano Shad Leichoya, I sent him sweet food, and he shad leichurf, and he sent me sharp food. And the Sfas Emes says, what's the point that the Gemara is trying to show between the Shalach Manos that was sent between Mari and Rava? So he explains very beautifully. He says, Mari sent Rava sharp food because he saw the Rava sent him sweet food. So he saw that obviously Rava has no shortage of sweet food. So if I want to send him a Shalach Manos that he will appreciate, I should send him something that he doesn't have. What doesn't he have? I'll send him sharp food. That will make him feel good. And similarly, vice versa. So we see from here that Shalach Manos should not just be sent, and this is very important, Shalach Manos should not just be sent, whatever I could get my hands on, I'll send a Shalach Manos. There should be thought put into what is in Shalach Manos, that there should be an appreciation for what is being received and will create the proper relationship. There's an interesting shaila that I saw the Paiskim discuss. Is there a point, we see sometimes in the stores, they send these very large, beautiful baskets. And is it just enough to send the two monos, or is there a point to send nice big baskets? Certainly, I saw that if we're learning now, the point of Shalach Manos is to create this relationship. So, of course, we all recognize that if you send somebody something very big and nice, that will, of course, create that better relationship. And therefore, even though the halacha, as is clear in the Gemara we're learning and in the Shulchan Aruch, is two manos, if you send a nicer Shalach Manos, we could certainly understand why that would be a mitzvah. And in fact, the Rambam says here, Hamarba l'shloyach l'reim hareze m'shubach. It seems that the Rambam also feels that the more Shalach Manos, the better to create this better mood. However, the Paiskim do say that to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, if you send a kezayis of food and a revius of beverage, you have fulfilled the mitzvah. On the other hand, I did see that there are paiskim that say that the amount of food that's to be sent for Shalach Manos is the amount that's eaten by a suda. Because the Gemara here as well, on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, says that Rav Abaye bar Ovin, Rav Chananya bar Ovin, Mechalfis Sudusayu Hadodi, they would share a meal. So maybe it's teaching us that the mount that should be used for Shalchmanis is the mount that's used to eat in a meal. The Gra, as I quoted earlier, says that you should send food that's used, that could be used at the meal. The reason you should send food that could be used at the meal is because of the Trumas Hadeshin, who says that that's the point of Shalach Manas.